And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sterling High School. It's Sterling Channel 19 and WSHS Sterling High School Radio presents high school volleyball, the playoff variety this time. Sterling Silver Knights taking on the Chatham Cougars, Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz. And Schulzy, it's been about a over two-week layoff for both of these teams due to Hurricane Sandy and again last night with the nor'easter, but it looks like both teams are finally ready to get this thing going.
Yeah, obviously Chatham having issues in their area, as are a lot of the teams, and we're looking at the bracket and the teams in Central and North Jersey, and that's why this entire tournament has been pushed back. But I'll tell you what, talking to the coaches, this Sterling team is chomping at the bit. They're ready to go. Probably had one of their best practices, according to the coaches, Matt McPherson. They say that they probably one of their best practices in the early part of the week, and are really feeling good about themselves right now.
And it's a situation that's plagued all of New Jersey with the Hurricane Sandy. Obviously, the devastation on the eastern side of the state has really pushed back not only volleyball, but soccer, football. Every single fall sport has been affected by this, and there's some teams that may not even see the first round until next week.
Yeah, and I had heard that in some cases there were schools that had got electricity back, but they didn't have enough gas for the buses to get them down here. So it's just a very difficult situation.
Yeah, very unique scenario as well, and it's something that you don't see a lot of, and I'm sure the NJSIA didn't really have this planned. You didn't have a disaster plan, I guess, so to speak. But either way, finally ready after an over two-week layoff, just when we thought that they were going to play yesterday at 3:30, turns out that the nor'easter this time around, as you see both the teams heading out to exchange pleasantries on the center court here. We get ready to go, but either way, it's been almost over two weeks now.
And the thing about it is it seems like each day you get a different day when they were going to start. Actually, we had thought yesterday they were going to play today and Saturday. Now that second round, if they win today, is going to be pushed back to Wednesday.
And we'll get into
next week.
Yeah, we'll get into the brackets in a few minutes here in the scenarios. It's a very, very hectic schedule to get through this volleyball tournament. We'll get to that in a few moments here. But once again, watching this live on Sterling Channel 19, also listening to this live on WSHS Sterling High School Radios. We are just about ready to go as Carrie Applegate will open serve here for the Silver Knights. Chatham entering the game 6-15 on the season, the 28th seed overall. First serve goes out by Carrie Applegate.
Yeah, a little long. Good call there by Chatham to hold off on it.
And Chatham off to a quick 2-0 start there. Sterling not able to hang on to this serve.
Well, getting behind in games, if you look at replay here, is something Sterling had done throughout the season, but in the last few games, that hasn't happened as much, and we're seeing it happen right here.
Carolyn Johnson serving for the Cougars is blocked out of bounds, and Sterling will get their first point of the game. It's 2-1 in favor of the Cougars.
Yeah, that's a real nice hit by Emily Adcock, who comes up with that left-handed hit, and Sterling fights back to get it to within one.
Nice catch by the official on the far scoring table as Melanie Kaiser, the senior, will serve now. And she will earn a point for the Silver Knights to tie it up at 2 here in the opening game of the South Jersey Group 2 tournament. Again, Melanie Kaiser, the senior, will serve. And a miss hit there by Olivia Diaz-Saavedra, and it's Sterling up 3-2.
And I think the key there is that float serve by Melanie Connor. They're having a tough time. They set it, but they're not knowing where they're going to set it. And they're getting over there late with the set and really not getting what they want to get on the ball.
Kaiser's serve dug out, not nearly close enough there by Chatham. And it's going to be 4-2. Now four straight points by the Knights.
And that was a real nice placement there by Kaiser. Went hard with it on the first couple serves. There just went light and came up a little bit short for Chatham.
Again, got to get to 25 to win, and they're 20 points away now, as we mentioned that, as Melanie Kaiser holding five straight serves here. It's 5-2 in favor of Sterling.
Well, this is when Sterling goes on runs, where they can get the serve going, whether it's Kaiser, Applegate, any one of their players can really get things going, get momentum with the serve, and that's what you're seeing right here.
Kaiser, another deep serve. Again, not able to be handled there by Rachel Prill, the senior for the Cougars. 6-2, Sterling.
Yeah, the last couple of times, they weren't able to be handled at all. I like how Kaiser, with that float serve, he's hitting it hard with authority, letting up, really giving a lot of different looks here with this serve.
Kaiser, another low serve. First one dug out there by the Cougars, and it goes back into Cougar territory. Dug out by Kaiser. Carrie Applegate slams it home. Check that, make that. Emily Kriebel slams it home, and it's 7-2.
Stone doing a nice job keeping Chatham off balance. You know, that's what, something we've seen. We saw them with the Clearview game, really having a, doing a good job of placement. I think that's what you saw right there. And of course, Kriebel coming through with the slam.
Eighth straight serve for Melanie Kaiser. And not able to handle it again. And after falling down 2-0 here early on in game one, they're out to an 8-2 lead.
Yeah, again, this is how Sterling can pull away from teams. We've seen it throughout the season. Teams get up on them, go on mini runs. But Sterling, when they go on a run of their own, they can really take control of the game like we've seen right here.
And a timeout now by Chatham. After getting outscored 8-0 here early on, the coach wants to talk it over here.
And it's always tough when you're going on the road. Obviously, they had a long layoff, and then you're coming here on an off day. I'm thinking probably about an hour and a half ride, roughly.
Easily.
And, you know, again, this is a Chatham team that was 6-15 overall throughout the year, but a 6-15 team that plays in a very tough conference and has played a lot of tough competition, played some of the better teams closely. But, again, right now they're being overwhelmed by Sterling.
So should Sterling win this game today, they will be at home on Wednesday. Coming out of the timeout, again, Melanie Kaiser still on serve here for Sterling. 8-2, game one. Dug out there by Chatham. Bumped over the net and back into Sterling territory. And not able to dig it out is Chatham, and that's Emily Kriebel again on the kill.
Perfect job of placement. Kriebel just looked up, saw that open area right there, and just placed the ball right where it needed to go. Really, again, I can't say enough about their job in keeping Chatham off balance.
Kriebel served long this time. Chatham trying to scoop it out deep, and they cannot as it hits the top of the rafters here. So that's 10 straight points on serve for Sterling under the leadership of Melanie Kaiser.
Sterling's going on some runs this year in games we've done to pull away, but this probably led by Melanie Kaiser right here is the best run they've had.
Low serve this time by Kaiser, and Chatham still not able to hang on to it. Diving attempt there by Colleen Mulvaney, the junior, and it's 11-2.
It seems, Rob, seems like every serve has a different look. That was the float serve, like a line drive low. You see how it's off balance, just wants to save it. You can't even get a good set.
Kaiser, her 12th straight serve, line drive this time over the net, somewhat deep, and Cougars able to get it back over on Sterling's side of the net. Kriebel slams it home, and again, Carolyn Johnson cannot handle it. It's 12-2.
And in the last couple, right now Chatham is just happy to handle the serve and get things going, whereas Sterling is controlling everything, with getting the nice sets, and of course Kriebel with the slam to finish things off.
Hard serve this time by Kriebel and right in the direction of Rachel Prill, senior captain. And going to get a substitution here for Chatham. Checking in, Ella Maddy, the sophomore, is going to replace Rachel Prill.
Just cannot control the serve. She went with the high serve there. Still comes in hard. Then she goes with the lower serve. Again, really varying it from each serve.
Kriebel with the serve. Hard serve by Emily, by Melanie Kaiser, and going back and forth, and that's inbounds, a slam home by Sterling, and it's 14-2.
Yeah, that's what you see with Kriebel. She goes short on the last few here, she goes long, and again, great placement. You see Chatham trying to go over to the air where Kriebel hit it before, short, and she sensed that they were doing that, went long.
14-2 here, Chatham in a hole. Just barely does not reach the top of the net. And Leilani Naon Carter just kind of like little off-speed pitch there and just drops it into an open space.
Well, that's what started that was the Clearview game. They had their power game going all year. Then they started getting their soft game going. That's what you did right there. And again, keeping Chatham off balance.
Served by Kaiser, deep this time and out of bounds. And finally, after 15 straight points by Melanie Kaiser, gives Chatham a chance to serve. It's 15-3.
Boy, what a run, of course, led by Melanie Kaiser. And you know, the whole team just looks like they're playing as well right now as they have all year.
Serve dug out by Kaiser. And not able to get it is Chatham. And Colleen Mulvaney hits it out of bounds. It's 16-3. Sterling will go back on serve.
Yeah, they're getting the right sets. Really, again, totally in control of this game.
Serving now, Ashley Sims, the senior. Low serve, dug out, and it's going to run right over to our broadcast booth. And Ashley Sims gets Sterling to within 8 points of the first game.
Yeah, you're looking at this Sterling team that's just a complete team with their ability to set, their ability to serve.
Ashley Sims serves deep and inbounds right on the line, 19-3.
I'll tell you, their placement on whether it's serves or just regular hits is probably as good right now as it has been all year. And I mean, you're just looking at a Sterling team that's just a complete volleyball team at this point.
Again, Ashley Sims, check the score there. It's 18-3. Trying to dig it out there. Sterling, they cannot. And Chatham will record their fourth point of the afternoon. Nice job there by Chatham.
And that's one of the few times you've seen Chatham get Sterling off bounds.
Colleen Mulvaney, the junior, to serve for the Cougars. Deep serve taken by Sims right over the net back into Cougar territory. Try to slam it home. Sims with the dig. And the Cougars will control. Again, back to Ashley Sims, and now Sterling will set it up over to Creeble. Creeble drops it in. Trying for the slam home. Gotten out nicely there by Kaiser. And Leilani Naon Carter again tries that little drop shot. Doesn't work. Blocks it again. And a point for Chatham. It's 18-5.
It's a point for Chatham, but look how hard they had to play just to earn a point. Again, you know, in a situation where you lose a point, it just shows you how dominating this Sterling team is.
Best rally by far on each for the game. And not able to corral it is Chatham.
And
slams
again,
home nicely there by Creeble.
One of the keys, I think, when you get in the playoffs, and you'll see it later in the tournament, is to make teams earn every point, and that's what Sterling's doing right now. You don't want to give away points.
The aforementioned Emily Creeble, the sophomore, serves it into the net. And we'll be calling her name quite a bit over the next couple years.
Probably one of the premier sophomores, premier players in South Jersey. And again, as you said, only a sophomore.
One of two, the only sophomore on the starter on the team. The rest are seniors and juniors. Serving now is Chatham, dug out by Ashley Sims. Looking for Creeble again, and Creeble slams it home. 20-6 now in favor of Sterling.
I'm just really impressed with Creeble's pinpoint accuracy right there. I mean, that was a shot. If you're Chatham, you have to let that one go and a chance that maybe it might be a little bit wide, but or a little bit long, but just a great shot there by Creeble.
Danielle Croge, the defensive specialist, senior, coming in to serve. Chatham controls, sends it back into the net, and just barely over the net, Sterling able to dig it out and send it over to Emily Creeble. Creeble hits it again, looking for Anissa Sanchez, and she is blocked there. Anissa Sanchez plays a lot on this court. Actually, up in the next couple weeks, she's going to be starting basketball, not used to being blocked.
Yeah, great athleticism there, but you got to give credit to Chad. Going to the net, setting up that block right there and being successful.
Caroline Beardsley, the junior, serving now for the Cougars. Creeble just bumps it right over. Chatham blocked. Sims sends it over. Low serve by Chatham. And blocked, but over the line was Anissa Sanchez, says the far official.
Yeah, just trying to get a little aggressive there. And they were set up for the double block right there. That's one where you just want to go straight up.
Sets it up for Kriebel. And the dig there by Elamatti. And that's a point. It's a four hit for Chatham, and that's going to give Sterling a 21-8 advantage.
Yeah, and I think the key there, you saw them, what they're getting going now is the fake to Anissa Sanchez, and then Kriebel comes up with the hit, but that makes other teams, or doesn't allow other teams to anticipate shots early.
Sterling on the serve, sends it over to Chatham, and going long on that shot was Elamatti. It's now 22-8.
Well, here, this is the difficulty that Chatham's had in not getting, having the ability to set up close to the net when they're going for their kills.
Lori Gorzinski, the junior, is on to serve. Hits it over to Anissa Sanchez. Dug out nicely there by Chatham. A lot of good diving saves here by the Cougars. And they hit it into the net, and it's now 23-8.
Where there's that soft game that we've seen, especially predominantly in the last three or four games, and I talked to Coach McPherson and Coach Feeney, and they feel like that's going to be a big key as they get further in this tournament.
Gorzinski, nice serve, deep serve on the left-hand side. Hits it back to Kriebel, does Chatham. They're looking for Carrie Applegate. Applegate blocked, but is still able to get it over the net. And a double hit by Chatham. That's going to give Sterling match point, or game point here at 24-8.
And Rob, you look at the difference. If I'm looking at Sterling's team last year and this year, outstanding team last year, one area where I think they're even better this year is handling tough shots, and you saw that right there.
Serving for the match, Lori Gorzinski. Chatham's trying to stay alive in this opening round game between Sterling Silver Knights and Chatham. The 28th seed taking on the 5th seed Sterling. Carrie Applegate hits it over the net. Dug out there by Kaiser. And a nice little soft bump there, and that's going to do it for game one. And Sterling will take game one in impressive fashion, dominating fashion, 25-8. 15 of those points came on the serves from Melanie Kaiser. As you see the team switch ends.
Well, it went down by two early on, but as you said, Rob, I think the key was that run that Melanie Kaiser went on, and just an all-round dominating effort. And when you look at this, I think there was only one situation where they had a serve go in the net. They really made Chatham earn anything they were able to get, but Sterling is just dominating right now. I mean, Chatham, in a couple occasions, had a couple would-be kills. Sterling made some nice digs and made it difficult for Chatham to get anything going, and just an overwhelming effort here by Sterling in this first game.
And we have about 2.5 minutes here as the teams break. We're going to take a quick look at the bracket here, and it's changed quite a bit over the last 24 to 48 hours. Obviously, today, Sterling taking on Chatham. They will play the winner of Central Regional, the 21 seed, and the 12 seed Hackettstown. Now, the problem with that is Central Regional still is not in school yet. So they will play that game, I believe, next Tuesday. And the winner of that game will take on Sterling here next Wednesday. So take a look at head coach Matt McPherson. After that, it's all on the road. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the quarters, the semis, and then the championship will all be on the road. And should Sterling advance past the next round, should they go on to win this game, win the next round, we will have that for you in some capacity. Not really too sure yet, Schulze. You know, who's going to carry this game, whether it's going to be Sterling High School Radio or it's going to be Channel 19 or both. But it's a very, very, you look at Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whoever it is that goes on and plays is really going to have to earn this title.
Yeah, it's a day-by-day thing, like you said, with the scheduling. But I really feel like this Sterling team, you know, when we went up against Riverdale last year in the championship game, or it was a semifinal game, you could see where we were very good, but they were on another level.
Right.
Now, you know, talking to people, they feel like this team is up at that level and able to compete at that level. And again, you could see by what they were able to do. Obviously, you look at a 28 seed, but a team that is a lot better than their record would indicate. But Sterling just does everything right now, and they're playing like some of those top teams in Group 2.
Now, pardon the pun, but it is a perfect storm for Sterling this year. Look at five seniors on this team, starting seniors anyway, six total seniors on the team. Very, very talented, very experienced team getting to that game against Riverdale last year.
Well, the thing that impressed me last year about Riverdale is you would come up, have the set everything up, have the potential kills, but the digs they were getting and the ability they had to keep volleys going after good shots by the other team was what separated them from everybody else. Now you're seeing that from Sterling this year.
Carolyn Johnson, the sophomore, will start off game two for the Cougars. They are trailing one game to none here in this opening round game. Carrie Applegate blocked, and the Cougars start this second game how they started the second game, scoring the first point.
Sterling just getting into their usual ways of being down by two and setting themselves up to go for a run. Or down by one here, I'm sorry.
Preble hits it over after the serve. And a miss hit there by Sarah Prill for the Cougars, and it's 1-1. Carrie Applegate to serve for Sterling. All tied at one here. And her serve goes long, and the Cougars retake the lead.
Man, those serves were the key again for Sterling. Not only Melanie Kaiser going on that long run, but throughout the whole team, that's one thing you saw in that first game, a nice serve.
Ella Maddie serves deep over the net for Chatham, and hitting it just over the net there was Emily Adcock. And they're looking for a deflection here. It is Coach McPherson. And does not look like he's going to get it as it stands now. And the official having some discussion there with Carrie Applegate.
Well, give credit to Chatham after being overwhelmed in that first game, fighting back here with a lot of enthusiasm and getting some momentum here early on.
3-1 Chatham early on here in this second game. Preble slams it home down the left-hand side, and that's a good way to answer a questionable call.
Yeah, you look here, Preble coming up for the hill, sets up back there, elevates so well, looks and knows where she's hitting it. I mean, it's just not a slam to the same spot. Hits it in different spots all the time. Always when she's going up at the last minute, reacts to where the defense is.
And back to Melanie Kaiser, who again scored 15 straight points in that first game. Serves again low, just hits the net, still goes over. And it's going to be a carry, and that's going to be Sterling point, all tied up at three.
And that's it. A float serve that has no spin. It's either a line drive, or she's going to hit it high. And again, really doing a nice job varying things up.
Melanie Kaiser again to serve. Little jump serve there, taken there nicely by Natalie Schroeder. And it's bouncing around, it goes out of bounds. And looks like Melanie Kaiser's on a roll again.
Yeah, they just can't control that serve. I mean, even if they're in the area where it goes, they're just having all kinds of problems just controlling it.
Kaiser serves low, line drive again. Chatham able to hang on to it, blocked there by Leilani Naomi Carter. Going to send it over to Emily Preble, bounces over the net. And that's going to be a point for Sterling. They're up 5-3 now.
And it all started right there. We saw it on the replay, that double block, recovering from it. And the key to that double block, I know in talking to the coaches, is that you have to seal that middle, not allow them to go right through the double block. And they were able to do that right there.
Again, Creeble to serve. Up 5-3. Sends it over to Leilani Naomi Carter, and it goes over, and Chatham cannot hang on to it. It is now 6-3.
Yeah, you see Leilani go to her right and hit the ball back to her left a little bit. Again, keeping the defense off balance, not giving them time to react in advance.
Kaiser, fifth straight serve now for Melanie Kaiser. Gets it over the net. Chatham able to return the favor. Looking for Creeble again. Goes deep. Nice dig out there by Ella Maddie. Again looking for Preble on that left side. And a fortunate bounce there for Chatham as Preble hit it low. And it may have been partially blocked there by Chatham. No, just hit the net and just rolled on the net for what seemed like an eternity there.
Yeah, and that was one where we've had a lot of good sets. That was one of the few that went a little bit long, and Kriepel wasn't able to set it up the way she has on many of her kills.
Dug out this time by Kaiser, over the net by Kriepel. Chatham looking to set it up. Send it deep into Sterling, back to Melanie Kaiser. Now over for Kriepel again, and she buries it. Hits it right at Ella Maddie. She's not able to hang on to it. It goes back towards the track and field record board.
Well, after 7-4. The previous one was a little bit long, Kriepel gets right back in the rhythm there. Nice timing on the set. Comes up and goes in for the kill.
Ashley Sims, the senior, will serve now. Up 7-4. Sims over the net, dug out by Chatham. Over to Kriepel again. Not a lot of mustard on that one, but just looking to set it up for Sterling. The dig by Kriepel. And it goes off of Chatham, and it's a point for Sterling.
Very impressed. Well, they're finding these open areas. Again, probably better at this point of the year. You know, coaches say they're playing their best volleyball at the right time. You know, in any sport, you want to peak. When it comes playoff time, that's what Sterling's doing right now, and it doesn't look like this long layoff has hurt them a bit.
Rachel Prill checking in for Ella Maddie as served by Sims is not able to be handled by Chatham, and it's 9-4.
Chatham probably having as tough a time handling Sterling's serve as any team that we've seen on the games we've done at Channel 19.
Sims looking right this time, right corner, looking to slam it home is Chatham, and it goes out of bounds off of Sterling. It's 9-5 in favor of Sterling.
I'll tell you, I got to give Chatham credit, you know, with everything they've gone through, coming on the road here, losing the first game by a lot, still playing with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm.
Hanging in here in this second game after, if you're just joining us, losing the first game 25-8. Kriepel gets it over the net. And now looking over for Chatham, trying to set it up. Goes back to Kaiser. For Leilani Naon Carter, she's into that little drop shot there. Kriepel tries to slam it home, and she cannot. But it does deflect out of bounds, and it will be Sterling point 10-5.
Well, there you see, even with Leilani and Emily Kriepel mixing things up with the soft game, and Kriepel comes in with the slam to kill to get the point.
Chatham hits it over the net, but barely, looking for Carrie Applegate. Trying to slam it home, hits, is blocked, and it's 10-6.
Yeah, probably Chatham's best double block right here, right at the net, right where they had to be. And they're able to get the point.
Chatham hanging in there, down 4. Had as much of a 3-1 lead here as Kriepel slams it home. It's 11-6.
Well, that's the best way to beat that double block. They come to the net. You see right here, they're up here. Kriepel just elevates so well. She's able to get up, and even with a slam, get it over that double block right there.
Again, Emily Kriepel, only a sophomore. I'm sure we'll be calling her name a lot on future Channel 19 broadcasts. 11-6 here in the second game. Sterling looking to close it out, and Lisa Sanchez trying to slam it home. She cannot. Hits the net a little low on that. Tried to kill it there, and just didn't elevate high enough.
Yeah, just a little bit of a missed time. I don't know. I think the one thing about Sterling is the communication is outstanding, but I think right there, she might have thought they were going with the fake.
Dug out by Kaiser on the serve. Carrie Applegate tries to slam it home, and inbounds just barely on that end line. It is now 12-7.
Just made it. And again, they didn't allow Chatham to get over for that double block, and Applegate really took advantage of it.
12-7. Defense with the serve. Try to set up for Chatham. And over the net with Sterling. It's 12-8.
See right here, this Chatham team's a team that right now in the second game is hanging around. And if you're able to do that against this Sterling team, you have to think, as this game keeps going, you're giving yourself a chance.
Carolyn Johnson, sophomore, will serve for Chatham, trailing by four here in this second game. Johnson served low, line drive, handled there by Emily Kriebel. Kriebel blocked at the net and not able to hang on to his Adcock in the diving effort. It's 12-9.
Yeah, approaching the net with the double block have been one of the big keys for Chatham getting back in this second game, and you saw it right there as you look at Coach Joe Feeney looking on.
Johnson, low line drive. Kriebel tries to slam it home. She cannot. And here goes Chatham, long set back. Adcock tries to slam it home, and it's not able to be handled by Chatham. 13-9 in favor of Sterling.
And you know, Chatham had some opportunities here. And prior to that, you saw the kill there by Sterling. But they weren't able to take advantage of certain situations and get good sets. And if you give Sterling too many opportunities, they're eventually going to get the good set and come into the kill, like you saw right there with Fredericks.
Applegate's serve taken by Chatham. But sent it over to, again, over to Kriebel. Seems to be the go-to person here for Sterling, and Chatham cannot hang on to it. 14-9.
The double block got there just a little bit too late. Weren't able to elevate, but I think that was more of a situation where Emily Kriebel was just overpowering.
Applegate again to serve. And she serves it right into Rachel Prill, who cannot hang on to it. 15-9. Sterling just now 10 points away from advancing to the second round.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's serving. Chatham just has no answer, and that's been the big Achilles heel of Chatham. They went on some mini runs, but when Sterling gets that serve going, gets those aces, it just makes things very difficult for Chatham here.
Low line drive by Applegate. Looks like it almost hit the light there on top of the gym here at Sterling. Sets it up for Anissa Sanchez and slams it right into Natalie Schroeder. Looks like she's okay.
Now we get a look at it right here. This is what Sanchez does, and her ability to elevate and really get everything on and get her body behind that hit.
And she's shaken up.
Really shaken up over there. So she's okay.
I think that hit her right in the face. We'll take another look at it here. Yeah, it hit her right in the face. And she got a hold of that one, and let's just hope that she's okay. She's being attended to over there and on the Chatham sideline by Sean Plank. We'll take another look at it here. Anissa Sanchez elevates on this one, which she didn't do on the last one that she hit into the net, but really just hit it right into Natalie Schroeder, the junior.
And the thing about that, Rob, is you really can't react until you actually see what's going on, because of Sterling's ability at the last minute to come up with a soft game. You have to defend upon that, and then she comes up with the slam, and looks like we're going to take an extended timeout here.
Chatham's going to take a timeout. I think it was originally an injury timeout, as Sean Klang still looking at Schroeder, but then the Chatham coach decided to take a timeout, and a good time to do it. Four straight points here by Sterling, 16-9. You take a look at Sean Plank there. It looks like she's okay.
Very little time to react. That's so tough, and it's a good thing. She looks like everything's going to be all right. And, you're always cautious about, with the head injuries and anything like that. And want to take the precautions to make sure everything's okay. Of course, again, Sean Klink came over and I'm sure gave her a quick test to make sure everything was all right.
Sean Klink does such a great job at all our athletic events, the athletic training, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, the injured players, and does a great job getting them back into shape and to perform in games.
Absolutely a key job here at the high school, and he does it better than anyone.
And 16-9 now after the timeout / injury timeout. Carrie Applegate again to serve. Goes deep this time right back at Natalie Schroeder, who was just injured. And it goes long, and it's going to be 17-9, and Sterling will hold serve.
Now you see they didn't get a good set right there. It was off the left, just trying to save it, trying to get it over, and not getting a lot of sets close to the net.
Applegate began to serve, and this one goes long. And that breaks a 5-0 run by Sterling. 17-10 here in the second game. Looking live coverage of Sterling volleyball here on Channel 19 and also live on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Sterling took game one 25-8, and they are now just 8 points away from taking game two and moving on to the second round. But they're going to have to get past Chatham, who's really hung around in this second game.
They're fighting hard. I mean, you can see, obviously, you're looking at a more talented opponent when you look at Sterling, but Chatham's finding a way to hang around.
Kriebel, it's a low line driver there. And blocked by Sterling. Nisa Sanchez dives but cannot get to it after the block. And Chatham looking to go a little mini run of their own, 17-12.
Yeah, that's that double block. It's very important. You know, we've seen sometimes where they get to the net, get called for having it over net there. Just weren't able to control it and get it back to the other side.
Rachel Prill on her serve goes long. 18-12 as we take another look at this serve.
Come right at us here into the living room.
Look out. 18-12, back to Melanie Kaiser to serve. Kaiser hits it low, dug out nicely there by Chatham. And they look to set it up. Adcock with the block. And slammed home there by Leilani Naon Carter. But did she go over the net? Or she went over the, she hit the net. As a discussion by the officials, let's see.
Yeah, you can see it pretty clearly there.
What are they calling us here? The scoreboard still says 18-12. The ball going back to Melanie Kaiser. The scoreboard still showing 18-12. Anyway, back to live action now. Sterling, Leilani Naon Carter slams it home. Now it is 19-12.
A perfect example of how she mixes things up. Previous shot went across her body. Obviously, they didn't get the point because she hit the net. There, she goes straight to the right side, finds the opening. Always looking for the best possible placement. And you know, that's been one of the many reasons why Stone's had success in this latter part of the season.
Kaiser, again, a deep, hard serve. Chatham able to rebound and get it over. Looking for Kriebel. Kriebel dug out nicely by Chatham. Looking for a slam home of their own is Chatham. Going to go to Adcock, gets it over the net and in on the deflection, 20-12 in favor of Sterling.
Yeah, you see right here, Adcock comes up with that left hand and just overpowers Chatham.
Again, Melanie Kaiser to serve. Had 15 straight service points on her previous serving attempt in the first game. And Natalie Schroeder having a tough go at it today. That went right off her face again. ...21-12 here in the second game. Kaiser's low line drive serve. Stay inbounds, it does. Watch down the left-hand side of your screen here. She's going to send this one right down the line.
Yeah, very impressed with how they're just never going to the same spot, picking out different zones. And, you know, that's always something that you see Coach McPherson over there. He makes the call which zone to go to, and she just reacts to it. And I'll tell you what, it looks like just about every time they're making the right calls.
Sterling just 3 points away. Schroeder. To Kriebel. Kriebel can't slam it home. A little miscommunication there by Chatham. 23-12.
Not a bad job of a dig on Kriebel's potential kill right here. Maybe she got it right through the double block. They had a dig, but again, you know, they're just looking like an overwhelmed team right now. We're looking at Chatham.
Kaiser serves right into the net. One of the rare miscues by Melanie Kaiser. And the service will go back to the Cougars. Adcock over to Carrie Applegate, dug out by Chatham. Blocked by Sterling, the combination of Leilani Naon Carter and Adcock. Preble tries to slam it home again, dug out nicely by Chatham. Good rally here by both teams. And it finds a hole, does Chatham, diving Melanie Kaiser, cannot get there. They're not out of it yet.
And that's one of the few miscommunications we've seen here by Sterling, a team that you usually don't see that happen to just because they communicate so well.
23-14, Sterling, Chatham to serve. Again, some miscommunication by Sterling, but they're able to recapture themselves here. Korzynski looking for Adcock. Adcock saved there by Chatham. They got to get it over. Korzynski, Adcock, over to Kaiser. Sterling really looking to just set it up here. Very fortunate. A little miscue by Chatham here, and it's match point, 24-14.
Yeah, they got caught up. It's 1 point, but Sterling just did a great job keeping things alive. And the more and more you wait, you make Chatham work, get them out of position. Now Sterling gets themselves in position to win the game and take the match.
Ashley Sims to serve for the match. Low line drive serve. Dug out, and it's going to go into the rafters. You can play that. Good job by Emily Creeble, and that's going to do it. Emily Creeble, good heads-up play off the rafters. Not exactly the design play to win the match, but a good presence of mind by
And it's ironic they win the game that way, and I think that's the biggest difference when you look at this Sterling team, and obviously an outstanding team last year. They're able to keep some volleys going that you may not have been able to keep going before. And look at this, just keep it going and get themselves up and get a quality soft shot right there.
Good job by Emily Creeble, too, to not go over the center line as well. Sterling will win this game 25-14. They won game one 25-8. They will advance to the second round to take on either Central Region or Hackettstown. And stay tuned to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio, and also Sterling Channel 19, as we will bring you a post-game show with the players of the game live right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz, who's courtside. He's going to bring us our players of the game. He's also going to get a chance to talk to Coach Matt McPherson in a moment, but just want to recap some of the game here. Sterling wins game one 25-8 and then goes on to win game two 25-14. Their next opponent, we have no idea who it is yet. It is going to be a Tuesday game against Central Regional against Hackettstown. That will either one of those two teams will come into the Sterling High School gym on Wednesday. And right now we're going to send it over to Kevin Schulz, who's courtside with one of our stars of the game, Melanie Kaiser, Lori Gorzynski, and also head coach Matt McPherson. Schulze, over to you.
And then Coach Matt McPherson to round things up. We'll first talk to Melanie. Melanie, it seems like initially they got off to a 2-0 lead, but then you got things going with the serve. And tell me what you were thinking in that situation.
Well, I know Carrie missed her serve, and it's kind of like a rule of the game. If the person before you misses their serve, you have to get your serve in, even if you have to take some off, just because you don't want to lose that momentum going in. So then as I kept getting my serves in and we got more confident, I would go harder, and then I would start mixing it up to serve different people. And then earlier, I guess maybe it was our two-hour bus ride, it was just like they didn't have the consistent passing, which caused a lot of free balls, and then we got in our offense. So.
And you talked about mixing up. I think it seemed like that was the key, not only with the serve, but in the volleys back and forth. You guys are doing a good job of really keeping people off balance with the soft game and the power game. Talk a little bit about that.
You want to keep the defense off their on their toes. So you come in with a hard shot, and then they're staying back, so they're not expecting the tip, and then you tip it just to mix things up so their defense can't pick up the ball.
Melanie, thanks for coming on with us, and we'll see you on Wednesday. I know it's a little more of a time off, but good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
And we have Lori Gorzynski coming on here, doing just a great job this year. Lori, talk about your experience this year, coming on as a setter, first time this year. Have you gained confidence as the year's gone on?
Definitely with practice, I gained a lot of confidence, and all the girls really help me out. Like the hitters, they tell me where to place the ball, and I just try to give them a good set.
Yeah, and does it give you confidence playing on such a good team with their ability to hit the ball?
Definitely. Like no matter how I set it, I know they'll be able to away, making me look better. So.
And was it good having a girl like Katie Johnson as a setter last year? Did she help you out a lot in getting to this role this year?
Yeah, Katie was a really good setter. You know, I try to set like her and be like her.
Lori, thanks for coming on, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Okay. And we go to our regular here, Coach McPherson.
How are you?
Talk a little bit about the layoff, the constant never knowing what's going on. How's your team handled this?
They have been amazing. You know, I tell them, you know, only worry about we can control and we can control what we do. But they've been absolutely, it's been frustrating, but right. They've been amazing. They're just, they're a great group of kids. They're very resilient and they've been great.
They do what they had to do. And we were saying the same thing because obviously in a situation when you're in a tournament like this, you want your team to peak at the right time. Do you feel like your team's peaking right now?
I think we are. You know, I think there's definitely some things we need to work on. You know, we have some film of not our next opponent because they haven't played yet, but hopefully our opponent after that if we're lucky enough to win. You know, we're going to work on some things if we can get to that round. But, yeah, we are. We're playing well.
And one thing, you know, we, as the game was going on, we're comparing this team with what you guys were able to do last year, and we felt, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that your team handles, and there wasn't a whole lot of tough shots to handle, but when you've seen it over the last few games, you get the digs. They handle the tough shots a lot like some of the premier teams in Group 2. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think we're a veteran team with a lot of experience. You know, they've been here before. We've had 30 regular season games. We've pretty much played every team around in South Jersey. We've traveled a lot to play some of the better teams in Central Jersey, and it's all preparing them for this moment.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, you talked about playing a tough schedule. Do you really think that playing Riverdale last year, obviously the team that won Group 2, showed your team the level they need to be at to ultimately win a championship in Group 2?
I think a little bit. I mean, we were a little, I think, sort of a deer in headlights in that game.
Sure.
Kind of, you know, a new situation for us. Never been in anything like that, and I think we got a little overwhelmed. But definitely we learned from it, and we have a lot of that team back. And, you know, I think it makes them better for situations like these.
Okay. And now we're going to see you on Wednesday. Now, You've scouted. Was it Mahwah you've scouted?
Scouted Mahwah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they could be the potential team after that, or is that?
They're the number four seed. So if we win on, if we play and win on Wednesday, we would go most likely to Mahwah on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the key is? I know you don't like to look past, but if you did,
I know.
If you did face a team like that, what do you think the key is? Just to continue to play the way you guys have played to get to this point?
Yeah, we talked about the keys to this game is just you know, strong defense and execute offensively and minimize our errors. I think that's the key to just about every game. I mean, if you talk about Mahwah in particular, they have some things that I think we can take advantage of. You know, but obviously we have to beat the winner of the Hackettstown Central Regional game first.
You have to have your team focus on that. We're allowed to look ahead, but you're not. So
not looking ahead.
Yeah, Coach, thanks for coming on. Great job. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Be seeing you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks,
right.
Coach. Okay. Yep. And we'll take it back to Rob Strauss, courtside.
And thanks so much, Schulze. Thanks also to head coach Matt McPherson for joining us in our post-game show. And it's Sterling will win 2-0 here in straight sets, 25-14. Again, as you just heard, they will wait the winner of the Central Regional Hackettstown game on Tuesday to find out who their next opponent is. You can stay tuned to the Sterling High School website and also to WSHS Sterling High School Radio for the updated information. Either way, they are on to the second round with a convincing straight set victory over the Chatham High School Cougars. For everybody here at Channel 19 WSHS, Tad Kozineski in the booth, all the tech crew. For Kevin Schulze, I'm Rob Strauss. Have a great night. We'll see you on Wednesday night.